When the blues of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and chorus, the magic piano fingers of radio Eddie Duchin, the Charioteers, and Bing's cohort, the man who came here clean from Santa Anita, Frank Morgan. And here's Bing Crosby himself.
Himself? That was 12 years ago. Are you kidding?
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian, too. Neither doctor, lawyer, or Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean and a lot of little birds in the blue. Neither fish nor fowl, says the wise old owl, could love you any more than I do.
No, it couldn't be true.
Anybody hurt?
Anyone else could love you like I do.
And confidentially, I confess, I sent a note to the local press that I'll be changing my home address for you.
Why don't you follow through?
Tell the doctor stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the Indian chief and his tomahawk back a little rain in the face.
'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true.
True that is.
That anyone else could love you like I do.
Nice, Mr. C.
You're sweet to say so, mm-hmm. Kenneth.
Say, Bing, didn't I read that you're doing a picture at Paramount called Welcome Stranger?
Yes, Ken. Barry Fitzgerald and I go before the cameras shortly. Mm-hmm. I play the part of a doctor.
Oh, a singing doctor?
Oh, now, Ken, I've heard of singing waiters and singing commercials, but never a melodious medical.
No. Well, hi, fellas.
Hi, Eddie.
Well, Mr. Duchin, I believe. Dish, boy, Dish, you're
well,
in
here. Well, I heard you talking about a singing doctor. Sounds like a great idea. You can actually diagnose ailments with a song.
I can? How's this?
Huh? Well, if a little girl came into your office with the measles, you'd simply call her mother and sing June is busting out all over.
Oh, that's clever. I like that.
And a lad with mumps, you'd sing Thou Swell.
Well, you're building, aren't you? You got any more ideas how to sing for yourself, Ed?
Oh, I got a million of them. If you saw Marie McDonald eating a piece of fish, what song would it remind you of?
Marie McDonald eating a piece of fish? Now, what song would that be?
Body and Soul?
Oh, no. Give that man an empty box of Milky Ways.
Well, you see, she's known as the body, and the fish she's eating is filet of soul.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
If she'd ordered halibut, we'd have been dead, wouldn't we? Look, you're going to play the piano, you're going to cast those clinkers around here for 15 or 20 minutes.
Yes, Bing, it's...
Huh?
I'm going to play a medley of two old favorites.
Well, thank heaven.
Penthouse Serenade and Paper Moon.
Goody.
Thank you.
you, Eddie. That was a mighty lush treatment, as always. I guess my next chanson, symphony, is probably much better suited to the talents of Jean Sabon than to my rural delivery, but Jean, unfortunately, is not immediately available, so I should like to attempt it after Mon Ami hits you with a pitch about Les Grosseries.
Have the folks at your house had a chance to taste all seven of the delicious Kraft cheese spreads? Each one is so good, so wholesome, and so handy, it's a wise homemaker who keeps a little assortment in the refrigerator. A wise woman who discovers which ones are her family's most special favorites. The creamy kinds are Kraft Pimento, Olive Pimento, Pineapple, and Kraft Relish spreads. The very names suggest what Kraft adds to each rich, smooth-spreading variety. But you have to taste them to know how good they are. And then there's Roca spread for folks who love foreign-type cheese, Golden Old English for cheddar lovers, and Kraft Limburger spread that's always a favorite with the men. Explore the good eating all seven of these quality Kraft cheese spreads give your folks. Tomorrow, get several varieties of Kraft cheese spreads.
Symphony of love, music from above. How does it start? You walk in, and the song begins, singing violin. Start in my heart. Then you speak. The melody seems to rise. Then you sigh. It sighs and it softly dies. Symphony, sing to me. Then we kiss, and it's clear to me when you're near to me, you are my symphony, my symphony. Symphony, sing to me. Then we kiss, and it's clear to me when you're near to me. You are my symphony, my symphony.
And here comes my favorite vocal group, the Charioteers, and One More Dream.
Last night I met the sweetest gal a guy I could ever meet. Just the moment that she touched my hand, she swept me off of my feet.
And as I fell, I soon could tell I had her falling too.
Oh, and even though it was a dream, I don't mind telling you.
One more dream.
And she's mine.
One more dream.
Oh, baby, she's mine.
40 weights. And methinks she'll be mine.
Tell him.
Had her hooked.
Things look fine.
But she slipped
right off the line.
One more dream, and she's mine. One more dream, one more dream. 40 winks, and me thinks she'll be mine.
I
had her hooked, but she slipped. One more dream, and she's mine.
Well, I was in the park the other day at 5 or thereabout. I ran around in circles just to tire myself out.
I fell asleep beneath a tree upon a leafy bed.
What? I cut it down and woke me up, and this is what he said.
One more dream, she's mine. One more dream, she's mine. Let me dream, 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 dream. I mean she's mine.
I had a hope.
Things look fine.
But she slipped
off the line.
One more dream, 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 dream.
Dreaming she's mine. One more dream, one more dream. 40 winks, and me thinks she'll be mine.
I
had her hooked, but she slipped. One more dream,
and she's mine,
mine, mine, mine, mine.
Dreamy finish there, boy. But we must be alert to the present, ever watchful, for here it comes. Zooming across the sky with the speed of light. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Oh, it's Frank Morgan.
thank you, Bingaroo. And might I say that your description is quite appropriate for a man like myself, who just flew from New York to California in 4 hours?
Un moment, François.
Pourquoi?
Oh, s'il vous plaît, un moment.
Oh, shall we
according
go on?
According to my form sheet here, it takes the Constellation over 7 hours to make that flight now.
Yeah.
You just came in 3 hours ahead of the plane.
I know. I was anxious to meet that red-headed waitress at the airport.
Yes. Myrtle, the Bergman of the Baked Alaska. I know she's a grand girl. But I fear, Frank, if you continue with your trifling in affairs d'honneur.
Oh.
I'm ready tonight, then. You're going to get slapped in the kisser with a very fancy lawsuit.
And I'd gladly welcome such an opportunity to then demonstrate my unexcelled ability as the country's outstanding trial lawyer.
If you're a lawyer, why didn't you tell me when I was involved with the craft people there a while back? You used your talents. Put on some Max Factor 28 and you walk in the courtroom, they never know. Darken you down a little?
No.
We got to win.
Are you joking, Ipso Fatso?
Ipso Fatso.
Facto. For years, I was the only legal practitioner who was permitted to sign his name, Frank Morgan, Barrister Extraordinaire.
Uh-huh.
You understand my French a little better. Judge Advocate and YFM.
What's YFM?
Your father's mustache.
Why did O'Melveny let me get involved in this?
After leaving law school, I was forced to start my career as a lawyer in a very humble fashion and shared offices with two other men.
Yeah.
On the door, the lettering read, Kildare, Morgan, and Sitting Bull.
Kildare, Morgan, and Sitting Bull.
Yes, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief. While seated in my office one morning, I was going over some briefs when a man rushed in and said,
Lawyer Morgan.
Yes, what is it?
You defended my son in court for jaywalking.
Yes?
You bribed the jury, fixed the judge, bought off the witnesses, produced false evidence, and my boy was sent to prison for life. And now you send me a bill for $20,000.
You're lucky. It might have been worse.
But how?
You could have hired a shyster. Suddenly realizing that I was due in court, I rushed there and was going over my notes when my assistant, Moffat, leaned over and offered...
Say, Mr. Morgan, why don't you have your client plead insanity?
I tried that before. In one case, I had the brilliant idea of having man plead insanity and say he was a fish.
Did the judge believe it?
Yes. They sent him up the river and put him in the can. Continuing with the current trial in my own brilliant style, I defended the man to the end of the case, and after making my closing speech, I was convinced that he'd go scot-free. Visiting him later in the death row... I tried to console him by saying, I'm sorry, my man. You've been sentenced to life on Devil's Island, crushing stones 20 hours a day with nothing to eat but bread and water. And he replied...
That's all right, Mr. Morgan. I can go away happy now.
You can? Why?
'Cause Gable's back and Garson's got him.
Giving him two passes to the MGM picture adventure... I went on my way determined not to let this setback in any way deter my career. Accepting another case, I immediately took it to court. Standing before the judge, I said, I represent the law firm of Zombie, 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 and Crawl.
What do you mean, Crawl?
Well, after three zombies, you gotta crawl. This case involved an element of suicide, and having a flair for the dramatic, I called a witness and said... Hey, you there. Come here.
Yeah, Mr. Morgan?
Yes. As my witness, I want you to take this loaded gun and prove that a man can shoot himself in the back of the head with his left hand.
Okay, I'm your witness. Ooh!
Does anyone else have a witness? Not waiting for the spirit to move, I left the courtroom and was passing through the jail when the warden pointed out a man as the country's number one public enemy. Going up to him, I said, my man, what was the dastardly crime that made you the hated enemy of all society? And he replied...
I wrote the words to Chicker a Chick.
Hitting him across the head with Wallaka Wallaka, they arrested me for disturbing the peace, and I myself was forced to stand trial. Later on that
Frank,
year,
now,
I...
Wait, I'm... now, just a minute. Wait, what happened when you were brought to trial there, Francois?
Well, I used an old trick. I hired an elderly lady to appear as my mother to gain the sympathy of the judge. Taking the stand, she looked up with tears in her eyes and said, I plead as a mother, Your Honor, have mercy on Frank Morgan. I'm the one who brought him into the world.
What happened?
She got 90 days. So long! Wait a minute, here.
Very vivid and interesting account of your legal activities, Frank. But let's take a recess from court and discuss your forthcoming recess from the Old Craft Music Hall.
Well, Bing, I'm taking a slight vacation, but I'll be back in the hall from time to time for that cheese to pay you a visit.
Your cheddar lover? The door is always ajar for you, Frank. So with a deep bow of gratitude for carrying on here so nobly and a promise to dig you later, shall we say au revoir?
Thank you, Bing. So long.
Say, Eddie.
Yeah?
A couple of weeks ago, we essayed a piano-vocal combo without anything too maladroit taking place. Do you want to have another whirl at that song I Can't Begin to Tell You?
Well, we'll go down swinging together.
Going down with a good man, Eddie, if I go down with you.
Tell you how much you mean to me. My world would end if ever we were through. I can't begin to tell you how happy I would be. If I could speak my mind like others do, I make such pretty speeches whenever we're apart. But when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make believe I've said them all to you. Whenever we're apart, but when you're near, the words I choose refuse to leave my heart. So take the sweetest phrases the world has ever known and make believe I've said them all to you.
My good friend Perry Como, he of the luscious tones and the ingratiating personality, is responsible for reviving a great song, I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, which is our closing number tonight. But first, here's a man in a mood to talk about food.
Have you homemakers ever counted up all the different ways the famous Kraft cheese spreads can help you? There are 7 different varieties of these wonderful spreads. Say you're planning a Washington birthday party tomorrow. The Kraft cheese spreads can save you all sorts of bother with fancy appetizer trays. But a second help is with unplanned parties, the kind that just happen in a hurry. Then set out some crackers, some Kraft cheese spreads, and let everybody make his own snacks. Help number 3, add swank to a simple dinner. Start off with tomato juice and celery stuffed with an olive pimento cheese spread. Or if it's the salad that needs perking up, just add a spoonful of the zestful Kraft relish spread. A 5th help is a quick dessert, Roca spread or Old English and crackers with the after-dinner coffee. Number 6 is hearty lunch and sandwiches. And help number 7, Kraft cheese spreads ready in the icebox whenever anybody at your house wants a wholesome snack. So tomorrow, get several varieties of Kraft cheese spreads.
Chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Fellas looking find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning sometimes. I never even make a game. Hey, dancing rainbow, waiting to find a little bluebird in
vain. I'm always chasing rainbow, watching clouds.
Look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning sometimes. I never even make a game. I'm always chasing rain. A little bluebird in vain.
We'll have Dead Aim on you next week, same time, same place. Adios.
We'll be back next week with our guests, Martha Tilton and Jerry Colonna, and your favorite now is Bing Crosby. Good night, everybody.
Another Kraft quality food product that's sure to add flavor sparkle to your meals is Kraft Salad Mustard. This tangy golden salad mustard is prepared to Kraft's own special recipe. It's a creamy, smooth blend of choice mustard seed, fragrant spices, and mellowed aromatic vinegar. And remember, this delicious salad mustard can be used in foods and on them with taste-tingling results. If you're looking for a mustard to please sharper tastes, you'll also want to buy the Kraft mustard with snappy horseradish added. Ask for both of these delicious Kraft mustards when you shop tomorrow.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.